Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is James Glory Accrington, Lancashire in the north of England, with a blessing for you today. Today we have a hope and a future. Thank God for Iran today, guys. Thank God that God is liberating the country. Pray that it will continue like a burning forest fire, from fire to fire, into one big conflagration of freedom and liberty. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Good afternoon, guys. Hope and future. There is a security in knowing that God has a future for you. Walking in God's will secures the blessings, their promises. In Psalm 90, Genesis 6, do you know, there's a certain amount of years. If you seek the Lord, you can expect to live. Biblical. Romans 15:2. I know I will come in the full blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. We walk into it. We are shaped into it. You are like a hand growing into a certain silk glove. Only when you get to the right age does it fit, but it's always been there ready, because God says we're already blessed. When we begin to cooperate with the Lord, a supernatural anointing will begin to flow through us, to bless and to secure and to prosper and to flow through us, to bring us to an expected end, as the Bible says. Because in Jeremiah 29:2 it says, then ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. He will hearken unto us. My goodness, incredible. Do you know, before birth we were created for a purpose, the Bible tells us. We're not just floating down a river, going with the flow. I'm paddling upstream with my destiny in mind. Are you? Listen, we live in a fallen world. We're going against the world's flow. I'm paddling upstream with my destiny in mind. Are you? I cannot fulfill God's will accidentally. I have to accept that God created me with a purpose. Hallelujah. And in Jeremiah 29:11 it says, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That implies to me that God has something planned for me, for you. As you know, I used to be an addict, an alcoholic, a criminal, a liar, a cheat. I couldn't be trusted with my own breath, but hallelujah, praise the Lord, today I'm free. I still struggle, but I've got something. I've got a hope. I've got a future and a destiny. And in Jeremiah 29:13 it says, and ye shall find me when you search with your whole heart. Awesome. If I cry out with my heart to God, I will find him. An expected end, remember, it said in Jeremiah 29:11, an expected end. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. Hallelujah. It's not something nonchalantly I can stumble into. All of my heart. You are created with a purpose today and designed with direction. Understand, this will not happen until you search with all your heart. But listen, as long as you can live without your destiny, you will. That's it. Do you know, today, grasp your destiny, grab hold of your hope and your future, no matter what your circumstances or situation is. God can turn it around. Open up your heart to the finished work of the cross of Jesus and invite him in. Remember the Sunday school teaching? Hallelujah. It's the same Lord. He's not gone away, and today says to you today, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Hallelujah. Have a great day, guys. It's Sunday tomorrow. Praise the Lord. I can't wait for church. Hallelujah. I'll be reporting in. This is James Glory, Accrington, Lancashire in the north of England, saying boo-boo and bless you. Hallelujah. Keep Iran in your prayers. Hallelujah. All emails welcome. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.